Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We need more vaccines. As we talk to our local hospitals all around the state, quite frankly, and we've been almost in daily contact with them, we know that a surge is coming. Our hospitals are full. As you said, they're canceling surgeries. It's a dramatic increase, 2, 3, 4 times the number of folks hospitalized today as there were just a couple weeks ago. And spring break is now coming to a conclusion. Easter has passed us. And we know that that number is likely to climb even higher. So we have to double down. And that's what we're doing. We're asking the administration, not only with this letter, and I know a number of our colleagues are doing the same, we're also calling, we're weighing in, the administration knows of our plight. We have, you know, it takes roughly about 2 to 6 weeks to get people vaccinated. By the time they get in the queue, by the time if they get that second shot, if it's a Moderna or a Pfizer, for it to be fully effective, we are really worried about the next couple of weeks. And if we don't ramp up now, get these vaccine dosages now, we are going to be in worse shape a month from now. So that's why we're urging action. Hope to hear a response soon. We're pushing all the buttons to see what happens.
Congressman Upton, are increased vaccines, though, the only answer? The New York Times today is saying in Mississippi there are 73,000 vaccine slots available and very few takers.
Well, that's
Are more vaccines the only answer? I mean, should there be more shutdowns in Michigan to protect people from COVID? What do you think about that?
Well, you know, there are a number of steps we all need to take. The social distancing, the wearing the mask, the washing of hands, the avoidance of large crowds. But, you know, if a state like Mississippi has got extra vaccines, let's ship them here. Let's put the word out. You know, I saw some earlier this week publicity with many of our delegation over in Detroit, both of our senators, Debbie Dingell and others, urging people to sign up to get into that queue, to get a line in the line. It's important that our 16 and 18-year-olds and older, you know, many of the people right now in the hospitals, they're unvaccinated, and they're between the ages of, in essence, 20 and 40, 45 years old. That is the group that we really have to get vaccinated. That is why we need to really have a publicity push at not only getting in the queue, but also obviously having the vaccine to deal with this. And that's why the governor has asked for, I think she wants as many as 6 figures, 100 to 200,000 more vaccines. We can do it. But we got to get that message out.
Are you in favor of any shutdowns or any new restrictions affecting?
Well,
today,
you know,
that's
the governor's decision. I'm not aware of the data that she may have. I know she's doing a press conference this morning at 10 o'clock. I know, you know, we've started to open things up again. You know, remember a year from now, you could a year ago, you couldn't, as a construction worker, even lay a foundation or work on a roof. A lot of us thought that you could be in a kayak, but you couldn't be in a motorboat. I mean, our boats are in the water over here already in Southwest Michigan. Our fishermen are going out. So, you know, let's see what she says today. She's got more of that data than I do. But I just know that the big thing for us is to really get the word out that these vaccines are safe. People need to get in the queue. They need to make sure that their kids, if they're older than 16 or 18 years old, that are in that queue as well as school infections are one of those. I've still got schools over here that are closed.
You know, talking about the younger population, you're mentioning a number of factors here when it comes to the summer season is what I'm trying to get at. You were talking about those in boats and kayakers and whatnot. All the small towns along the Lake Michigan shoreline, they're opening up for a season, a lost season, really, after what they went through last year. And we're talking about the younger population, and it's almost like an ongoing spring break along the beaches there. What's the sentiment of the younger crowd? Because I've seen a lot of eye rolling of people younger than myself when it comes to, I got to go to Ford Field and get a shot. Well, what's the discussion there? You're talking about schools being closed. What's the push when it comes to the younger population?
Well, of course, the water's still a little cold to go in over here. We're seeing the video from down in Florida. But, you know, the message from parents, from employers, from others is go get the shot. Go get the, as the governor said about fix the damn roads. Go get the damn shot. You're going to be safe. I mean, the numbers is, again, as I talk to our hospitals here, it's all people, virtually all, that have not been vaccinated. So if we want to slow this surge down, if we want to try and prevent it, to flatten the curve and get it back down to where it was before, we got to get that, what we call herd immunity, and really dramatically see that age group get in line for the shot, whether it's the one shot J&J or whether it's the two shot Moderna or Pfizer. There's no reason. It's free. It doesn't take that long. And there's facilities virtually everywhere where you can get into the queue and get it done, even walk-ins right now.
Well,
but we got to have the vaccines to put it in people's arms.
And
that's what our letter is all about.
You wrote the headline there, Congressman, get the damn shot. Fred Upton joining us here from Southwest Michigan on News Radio 950. Congressman, we appreciate it here on a Friday morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!